Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. A snowy blanket north, strong winds on the western slopes of the Greens, and a dense, crusty coating south has left a wide range of effects by the storm. One piece of the storm intensifying just south of Boston that'll grind northeast along the main coast today, while the parent storm slowly weakens over the Great Lakes and progresses east. The eastward motion will bring colder air at cloud level and a band of snow and snow showers west to east this morning, then tapering to snow showers north and mainly ending in southern valleys, where partial clearing will develop this afternoon. As the coastal storm becomes the primary system, the remnants of the Great Lakes storm and an increasing westerly airflow will keep snow showers going over the mountains and in much of the north tonight into Thursday morning. And then for Valentine's Day tomorrow, mostly sunny skies developing in southern valleys, the clouds and snow showers in the north and mountains will give way to partial clearing. The forecast, winter storm warnings into this afternoon, periods of snow west of the Green Mountains and north of Route 4 in Laconia, tapering to snow showers, another 1 to 3 inches, any wintry mix changing to snow showers southeast with partial clearing, highs in the 30s. Tonight, snow showers diminishing in the north and southern mountains, partly cloudy in southern valleys, teens to near 20. Tomorrow, clouds in the north and southern mountains and snow showers tapering off with partial clearing, mostly sunny in southern valleys, highs 20s north, 30s south. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.